So it's kind of an entertainment question, but it's also a bit of a cultural question. I mean, what will fans of that sordid and infuriating reality show Jersey Shore make of a new reality TV show that's premiering on TLC this Sunday called All American Muslim? It takes a close-up view at what it's like to be a Muslim in America through the lives of five ordinary Muslim families, not on the Jersey Shore, but in Dearborn, Michigan, where there's a huge Muslim community in the United States. Dearborn is known informally, in fact, as America's Muslim capital. And joining us are two characters featured on the new reality show All American Muslim, Nader Audi and Nawal Audi, husband and wife. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here in the studio. And when do you go back home?
Tonight.
Yes. All right. So you're having a bit of a whirlwind tour here. So Jersey Shore, you've got your Snooki, you've got your freaky characters, your extremes. Is the idea, I mean, we're not going to meet your pal in the sleeper cell and other. So who are we going to meet in All American Muslim?
Let's keep in mind that the network is TLC, and TLC, strives on weddings and babies and, whatnot. So, you're going to see five American Muslim families, living their ordinary everyday lives.
So it's really a window into a group,
exactly.
Not a look through a cage at some weird animals.
Yes. The only time we ever see the Muslims are really portrayed through the media, in a negative light, when has there ever been a window, like you said, into the life of the Muslim world? Families.
So, Nader, you were completely down with this? So it's let's bring cameras in. Sure. Come on.
I mean, me and Nawal, we discussed it and we felt like we had nothing to hide. We were very comfortable in our own skin and we felt like we could give a message that was positive to everyone to just justify that, we are Americans. We just happen to be, our faith is Muslim and Islam. And it would give the world a realistic viewpoint of an American lifestyle you never really get to see.
So people will see in your household how you express your piety, the frequency of prayers. Mm-hmm. We might even see when maybe you miss prayers and feel a little guilty about that.
You'll see a bunch of that. Well, specifically, our story is, I just had a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So you're going to see the struggles of that, having the baby, being 9 months pregnant in the summer, wearing the hijab.
So we're going to hear the word halas maybe a couple of times. mushkila, we're going to probably hear that a little bit.
You're going to see a lot of nagging.
It's crazy.
You're going to see a lot of nagging.
Right. This show and the lead up to this show has been controversial. There's already been sort of some murmurings of members of the audience who are not liking this or are concerned about it. What of that have you been witness to?
We've heard that there was a Facebook boycott page. Other just negative scrutiny towards the show. And my whole philosophy is never judge a book by its cover. Watch the show, find out what we go through every day. And it'll really open up your eyes.
Noel, the most embarrassing moment that they've caught so far?
Me in labor.
Congratulations for allowing that.
Thank you.
Is there anything about being filmed in television and allowing a video cameras into your home that would violate or cause a changing of the rules of how you practice as Muslims?
No. It's just, with me in the sense of hijab, it's just, I always had to be covered.
Right.
They wanted to film all day, so I had to wake up early, situate everything in the house.
So other people do makeup, you got to do hijab.
I got to do hijab, exactly. So basically, those were the only things, but other than that, no.
Do you think people need to know about families living in Dearborn? And I think a lot of Americans would assume that, life is tough post 9/11 for Muslims in America. And while that may be true in some incidents, it's also a joyful place, Dearborn.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Just being able to live the American lifestyle in and in itself is such an honor because you dictate how you want to live your life. And the beauty about being in America is that you have the freedom to practice whatever religion you choose to. And, I think for the most part, all of us as Americans and as American Muslims, we want the well-being of everyone. We're not out for a war, violence. We want peace because we do this. It's the life on this earth is so precious. and we just want to enjoy it, and we want to have a good time doing it.
We're talking to Nader and Nawal Audi, who are husband and wife characters featured on the TLC news series All American Muslim, a reality show about ordinary Muslims living in Dearborn, Michigan. Does Israel come up?
No.
I mean,
not with me and Nader.
No, yeah, right. No. And you know, what is it that you would want people to get? I mean, what is it you would want people to get if they came over to your house and learned about? Were you going to see a melting pot of families in Dearborn, Michigan?
I mean, yeah.
Or are we going to see, like, the Lebanese hate the Syrians, the Syrians?
No. You're basically going to see five different families living their American lives, I mean, while trying to uphold their Muslim traditions. You're going to see the challenges that we have to go through, you know, by trying to live, you know, living by both profiles. You know, our nationality and our faith are equal, you know, and just like any other culture, just like any other community. So that's basically what you're going to see. And
do your parents approve of this? Cameras in, you guys becoming stars?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about us becoming stars, but our parents are very supportive.
They're very, really? I mean, they're excited. They're like, well, oh, this is something that we definitely need. And, oh, you guys are going to pave the way for the Muslim people. And, I mean, our family.
What about childcare? Do your parents only want to come over when the cameras are rolling, or do they actually?
No,
they were actually avoiding it.
They were trying to avoid it as much as possible. Really? I had to like beg my mom, please, mom, just come on, just please, I need you, I need you here.
Is there a Snooki in this series?
No. Well, you'll have to see. I don't know. Some people might relate to somebody who's Snooki.
She's good. TLC loves her, man.
You're gonna have to watch the show. There might be somebody that might relate to
Snooki. Well, we urge you to. Actually, maybe we should check in with you later on in the series after some of the pieces
Definitely.
Have aired. Nader Audi and Nawal Audi, husband and wife, featured on TLC's new series, this All-American Muslim, a look at life of so-called ordinary Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan. Well, you guys aren't ordinary anymore. You've been on the takeaway.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.